This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Common Core standards continue to make headlines as critics and supporters battle over whether to use the national benchmarks. More than a dozen states are considering legislation to repeal Common Core, and now North Carolina may join the ranks. Last week, state lawmakers proposed a draft bill to eliminate the national standards and replace them with benchmarks created by a North Carolina commission. The bill is expected to come before the legislature in May. WNC's education reporter Rima Crace has been covering the Common Core controversy, and she joins us now to tell us more. Hello, Rima. Welcome back.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Let's back up a little bit and talk about just what Common Core is.
Right. So Common Core is a set of benchmarks. They tell teachers what their students should be able to do at the end of every grade level, from kindergarten through high school. And they're only in math and English. And to be clear, North Carolina has always had standards. Every state has had standards. But the whole point of Common Core is that, you know, a kid, a fourth grader in Kentucky, can know the same thing at the same time as a kid in New York. Right. So they try to make the standards more common across the state, I mean, across the country. And right now, 44 states have adopted it. And the whole point of them is that, you know, supporters will say that they're more rigorous, that they promote more critical thinking, that they're challenging for students. And they're fewer than the standards that we've had in North Carolina in the past, but they go deeper. For example, just so that our listeners understand what a Common Core standard is, if we look at first grade, a writing standard for a first grader says they should be able to identify a topic or a book, and they have to write in a short opinion piece about it. They have to say, this is what I think of the book, and this is why, and then they have to have a concluding sentence.
All right, where did these standards come from?
So they were developed by state leaders and governors across the country. And you know, in consultation with math experts and so forth, and English experts.
So they're out there, and it's up to the states to pick them up and whether or not to adopt them on a state-by-state basis.
Right, but that's part of the controversy, right? So lots of supporters say these are voluntary. You know, any state can adopt them. But critics say not technically, because the federal government incentivized states to adopt it. The federal government said, hey, if you adopt these Common Core standards, you'll be more likely to win federal Race to the Top grants. So North Carolina was actually one of the first states to adopt Common Core, and shortly after, we got $400 million.
What else is behind the controversy? I mean, part of it is that the government is kind of, in one way or another, incentivizing states to do it. What would be the controversy about adopting them? Why wouldn't you, and why would you reject them if you had them?
Right. So on the topic of it being a federal government takeover, which is what critics will say, which is, you know, not correct, even though there is that component in it, they'll say that there's just too much of a hand from the federal government, and that their corporate interests behind the national standards, and that they were sort of developed from a top down.
And what about the proponents? What do they say is good about these standards?
Well, like I said, that they said that it promotes critical thinking, that they're higher than what we've had before. But critics will say, you know, among many, they have a laundry list of complaints about it, but they'll say that they aren't developmentally appropriate for some of these kids, and that they're, you know, we're all for higher standards, but these are confusing and they're unclear.
So let's talk about what's happening here in North Carolina. Republican State Senator Jerry Tillman is one of the most vocal critics about Common Core. Tell us about him.
So it's interesting, because he actually was in favor of Common Core just a few years ago. He was actually pushing legislation in support of Common Core. And last week we heard him recently he's been one of the most vocal opponents of Common Core.
Let's hear him.
If you believe in Common Core, they own it all. North Carolina owns nothing of its own curriculum, okay? That's what it really does. And I'm more upset about it taking education out of our hands and putting it in the hands of a conglomerate of states and state superintendents and state governors, many who were lured into it because of Race to the Top money, and we fell for that too.
Now, you could adopt those and then maintain control. It would just be the matter of the state saying, yes, we like them, and they will now be ours. Would they be overseen or in any way governed by a federal body that would look at the standards?
The current Common Core standards?
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole nother topic, because the Common Core standards, you know, the folks who develop the Common Core standards say states can make alterations to them as they see fit. But what we heard Senator Jerry Tillman saying is that we want to put this back in the hands of North Carolinians. And he actually proposed a bill along with other lawmakers last week, and that's where he said those things that we heard. he pushed a bill to repeal Common Core.
All right, but it does have its supporters here in the state, among them State Representative Tricia Cotham. Tell us about her.
So Democrat Representative Tricia Cotham is against this bill to repeal Common Core. She says we've spent too much time and resources implementing it, and it would just create classroom chaos now.
Let's listen.
I'm worried what this is going to do to families who are already trying to understand Common Core. And you know, we all know there are problems and there are issues, and I understand that. We also know we've talked a lot about implementation has been a huge problem. There's been a lot of mistakes made. So now we're going to do it again? Are we going to get it right?
So now we've heard a Republican opponent and a Democratic proponent, but this doesn't really break strictly along party lines, does it?
No, not at all. There was lots of Republican lawmakers pushing for the repeal of Common Core, but also, also Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest was pushing for the repeal. But then also there are education experts who are on the left side who are against Common Core. And then on the other side, we have the business community. The NC Chamber, which is traditionally a conservative lobby group, has been really pushing for the Common Core standards. They say that they'll prepare our students for the future.
What about the public? Has there been much public response?
So the school districts, the top 10 school districts, actually came out earlier this year. And they said, we want to keep Common Core for at least the next 7 years. They have their problems with it. They say it was implemented too quickly. But they don't want to turn back now.
All right. And what should we pay attention to moving forward?
So this bill that we were mentioning earlier to repeal Common Core will still have to go to the General Assembly in May, and it'll have to pass the House and Senate. But what's really interesting is that if it passes the House and Senate, it'll have to go to the desk of Governor Pat McCrory. And in the past, he's actually been in support of Common Core. So it'll be interesting to see what side of the line he falls on.
We will wait and see and have you back. Rima, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Rima Crace, WUNC Education Reporter. Just ahead, a sneak peek at the Bull City Sculpture Show on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.